This is the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, words, and actions of Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck representing the 19th Congressional District, and Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam from the 20th Congressional District. A lot of what Congress votes on is purely theater with few real-world implications. For instance, on March 19th, all but 14 Republicans voted for the U.S. House, quote, condemning the military coup that took place on February 1st, 2021 in Burma and the Burmese military detention of civilian leaders, calling for the release of all those detained and for those elected to serve Parliament to resume their duties and for other purposes, unquote. Much of what the Democrats did in the U.S. House the past 2 years, when Republicans controlled the U.S. Senate and the presidency, was similar, in that while bills were voted for, they just died in the Senate and nothing happened. The question now is, with Democrats controlling the House, Senate, and presidency, are the American people going to get more theater with Republicans using the filibuster to block everything, or will something get accomplished? This week, Democrats voted for the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, the DREAM Act, and for the Enhanced Background Checks Act of 2021. In each case, a few Republicans voted for these bills, but they were passed by mostly Democrats, and they have little chance to get by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Hudson Valley Representatives Antonio Delgado, Paul Tonko, and Sean Maloney, all Democrats, voted for these bills, while Republican Elise Stefanik only voted for the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, but voted against the other two bills. We're tuning in the State of the City address that Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson organized on March 17th. It was a Zoom call, live broadcast on YouTube and on WGXC 90.7 FM. And it had messages of what's been going on from State Senator Daphne Jordan, State Assemblyperson Dee Dee Barrett, Representative Antonio Delgado, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, and Hudson School Superintendent Maria Suttmeyer. Representative Antonio Delgado talked about the benefits of the recently signed COVID-19 relief bill.
I do want to flag specific numbers as they pertain to Columbia County and Hudson. Columbia County will receive $11.5 million in direct federal government relief. $11.5 million. The city of Hudson will receive nearly $670,000 in direct federal funding relief. So this is real money going to our localities. And again, to help our families, to help our small business owners, to help our farmers. So very, very excited about what can come of this. It's not just rescuing our communities as the title of the legislation suggests. It's also how we sustain them, moving forward. And this is the kind of legislation that can get that done. I want to also focus on some other areas of the American Rescue Plan that I think you all are familiar with. Obviously, there are the direct stimulus checks that have already been sent out starting on March 12th. Americans began receiving stimulus checks. Last night, I held a town hall with reps from the IRS who answered questions about stimulus checks and the timing of them, how to access them. If you have any questions about that, please reach out to the office, my office, 518-276-4123. 518-276-4123. Also, unemployment is a big part of the rescue plan. Under this plan, uninsurance payments will be at $300 a week, and the benefits extend to September 6th through September 6th. And notably, very important, your first $10,200 of unemployment benefits are non-taxable. Non-taxable for households with incomes making under $150,000. So if you are in a household that is making under $150,000 and you have $10,200 in unemployment payments, that first $10,200 is non-taxable. Very, very important. And it's something that I want to make sure people were aware of. Child tax credits, also a part of the American Rescue Plan. It is projected to reduce the number of children living in poverty by more than 40%. The plan temporarily expands the child tax credit, increasing the amount to $3,000 for children ages 6 to 17 and $3,600 for children under the age of 6. Another big development within the American Rescue Plan.